paying them off, you know, and I said, go down and get some money down there and join. He was working with Buddy. Get him join up, get put in there, Buddy, in there, don't matter. And then, see if the nigga got the money, so that's what they usually want. And this well, it wasn't fast enough. It just kept on top of a 4-inch casing, you know. An old hound pump. It was 110 feet, an old rock casing in that thing that we used to sell on them days. If you know something about well, you know what I'm talking about. When those ducks and boy, you know, got down, they got to going around and around. Well, they go around and around. And that thing just come on through. It wasn't welded on there or nothing. It was just screwed on there, you know, about 1.25 inches or 1.5 inches, you know. Then another pipe inside with a drop filling inside the 4-inch well. And the good water thing at the time. The well was 270 feet deep. And Willie was going to be, all he had done, and that would take some, he wouldn't have to mix his cement 3-to-1 or 2-to-1 or 4-to-1 or whatever you wanted to, or add slag or whatnot. You get this regular stuff, you know, about $1.70 or $1.80 a bag. Sapweed, I think they call it. And went on and just made him a little farm, now, you know, just throw it together. And put the screws in there, you know, where it can bolt the thing down, keep the thing turning around. And he said he was going to do it. He didn't do it, and now he looks still in the well. And these people in there, one of them said, well, it took, I knew the job over there for $50, and I can't tell you whether it cost you $30 or maybe $100 to get it out. But you got to make a tube, you know, going up one case and get a hold of that pipe. Put it in. And it went down there with that thing, maybe was there, and they put a case in too. What are you going to believe?
You know, one of the first things really helped me with that was the big pump down there. Boy,
well, he's a pump man. Really the pump man. That's what he was going to do to mine. But I wasn't able to put the jet on that. Well, then, didn't have electricity up there. They done dumped the house down, and the line was bunching all the way out to the woods. So didn't have no lights. That little lightning rod house was bunked down up there, you see. But this well was there, and there was the pump was there. So I said, well, I just, you know, go ahead and use that until it gets the electricity back. Then I put a deep well jet on top of it. No, but I didn't hit no submersible. Jiffy now. He put a submersible bottom here, and it stayed about a year, and lightning hit it. So I didn't guarantee that I'd be costing another, I think, $380 or $480 to put another submersible in. And I said, that's about half, boy, I know it. He wanted to sell me one. But I said, no, it. I was going to get a deep well top jet. Because lightning hit it, knocked the casing off of it. Well, I was going to get another casing put on it. It didn't run the armor for it. Either I had to buy another and put it on there myself. But the higher these people, y'all want $100, so I didn't put one in the well. And not counting that extra cost tell you, you know,